set aside romantic sentiment. Sex is a biological insurance policy. By chaotically mixing their genetic information, animals generate extraordinary diversity. In general, the more different the genomes of the partners are, the greater the diversity in their offspring, and the more likely it is that some of the combinations will survive. Early humans had no inkling of evolutionary theory, but the discovery of a teenage girl with a Neanderthal mother and a Denisovan father shows they were happily participating in the practice. A team led by Vivian Sloan and Svante Paabo of the Max Planck Institute for Evolutionary Anthropology in Leipzig, Germany, carried out genetic analysis on a fragment of bone more than 50,000 years old found in a cave in Russia. It came from a girl aged about 13 who seemed to belong to the Denisovans, a poorly understood cousin of modern humans who evolved in Eurasia around 390,000 years ago and then were driven into extinction some 40,000 years ago. An analysis of a Denisovan fossil carried out in 2013 revealed that their genes differed substantially from those of modern-day humans. Yet what really surprised researchers at the time was the discovery of a little Neanderthal DNA mixed in. Neanderthals are known to have successfully mated with humans because they permanently inserted some of their DNA into the human genome. The discovery that the genetically distinct Neanderthals and Denisovans had also reproduced with one another raised the question of whether their interbreeding had been a regular affair. The results of a new study published this week in Nature show that instead of having just a little Neanderthal DNA mixed in with lots of Denisovan DNA, the girl's remains contain a much more balanced split. 38.6% of the DNA fragments matched versions of genes that clearly belong to the Neanderthal genome, and 42.3% to the Denisovan one. There was no clear match for the remainder.